You're wanting me to have a meal with you, and you're inviting me to the table.
Well, I just simply to invite you to the table. I'd ask you to eat with me or dine with me.
And you're passing the potatoes to me, or the gravy, and you might say, you want me to feel real comfortable. You want me to really eat. And you're, see, you're trying to make me feel comfortable. You might say, what?
Well, I might pass it to you. I might ask you to have some, or to help yourself to some. Or...
I remember back, my grandmother had a big copper-clad wood stove in her kitchen. And she had this thing over the top of it that after the family had finished eating,
mm-hmm.
she would put this food up here in this thing. What was that called? You remember?
Well, I remember. I know what we called it when we had it. We called it a warming closet. Mm-hmm. It's a place that they would put the food up for after you had eaten all you wanted, and it had a tendency, I guess, to kind of keep it warm, and they refer to it as a warming closet. That's what I know it. It could have been something known as something else.
Food cooked over and warmed the second time and served the second or third time. What would you call that?
Well, we might say leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Before you swallow this food, you would have to do something.
We would chew it.
Do you recall a very tasty dish made out of cornmeal and water, boiled probably?
Well, one of the things that I can think about now would be mush.
This mush you were speaking of, how many different ways could you eat it?
Well, I don't know. You could, I know you could eat it by itself, but I think that maybe you do eat it with other things. But it's like the best I remember. I haven't eaten any lately, but I think it's delicious. I like it.
The there are other ways to prepare corn other than just eat it off the cob or fry it. You might make quad out of it.
Well, corn, other than eat it off the cob or fry it, you might...
You know, they have... it's coarsely ground corn, you know. You might, it's, you might have yellow or white. They're whole kernels. You take the husk off of it.
Oh, yeah. Hominy, I think that's, make hominy out of it. That is delicious. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's, I think it's very delicious. And I remember my mother used to make it back when we were at home, make it over the fireplace in the kettle.
How would you get the husk off of it?
Well, after they had cooked it so long, they would take it off. In some way, I believe they used lye or ashes or something there. And it would have a tendency to remove the husk off of it. Then you'd put it back and cook it some more. It would be tender. It was very delicious. Better than, I think, than what we have now that we get out of the store.
We were talking about the country China a while ago. The principal food in China is what?
I guess that would be rice.
You like rice?
Yes, I like rice pretty well.
These branches that you mentioned a while ago, where there's apparently there's abundance of water up in here, do they ever make any whiskey through here?
Yeah, not as much as it used to, did. Used to it was quite a thing, people making whiskey. Very common. A lot of different people made it. But I think they still do make some, but it's so much more easily got now. You don't have to go to the mountains to get it, so they don't.
Were there any slang terms for homemade whiskey?
Yeah, they would refer to it as moonshine, or... I have heard the term used. It might be a kind of to degrade it or something. They'd say rot gut whiskey. Now, what rot gut? I don't know what it meant. Rotted your gut or what? They say that rot gut whiskey.